Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 3rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. California is losing a congressional seat for the first time in its 170-year history after the latest census showed the state's population to be stagnant. The state will drop from having 53 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives to 52. KPCC senior politics correspondent Libby Denkman says it's likely that Southern California will be the region to lose a representative when the bipartisan Citizens Redistricting Commission draws new congressional boundaries.
In East L.A., parts of downtown, the suburban areas east in L.A. County, the San Gabriel Valley, those districts look to be the most at risk in terms of their population growth slowing, whereas areas in the Inland Empire and Riverside have seen greater increases in population. And so there could be, you know, some shifting in terms of representation further east.
The loss of a House seat is not the only consequence of the new census count. It could also mean a dip in federal funding in the Medi-Cal health insurance program, as well as less money for highways, schools, and a wide array of social services that are based on population. Los Angeles County could be moving to the yellow tier in the state's reopening plan this week. The county public health director has said more relaxed restrictions will likely take effect Thursday if the county qualifies for the move to the least restrictive tier when the state announces new county numbers tomorrow. The change will primarily entail higher capacity limits at businesses. On Sunday, LA County reported no additional COVID-19 deaths and 313 new infections. Officials say the low numbers may be due in part to weekend reporting delays, but it is still noteworthy that the number of coronavirus deaths for yesterday was zero. The pandemic has sparked a lot of concern about the mental health of teenagers. They've dealt with a lot over the past year, taking care of siblings, schooling from home, missing many hallmark events in their lives. Dr. Mari Radzik is a clinical psychologist for young adults at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. KPCC's Take Two asked her how distance learning has affected academic performance and social anxiety.
Some of the challenges have been on being able to pay attention, not getting bored, learning how to speak up, just navigating the whole kind of visual aspects of Zoom has been difficult for some young people.
Dr. Radzik says school counselors can help students make the transition back to in-person classes by having an open-door policy for teens who need help. In Inglewood, the new SoFi Stadium hosted its first event with spectators in the seats last night. KPCC's Tammy Trujillo tells you more about the debut event that was invitation-only.
The new venue will be the home to the Chargers and the Rams this upcoming NFL season. Yesterday, though, it was the site of a private charity concert aimed at boosting confidence in COVID-19 vaccines and raising funds for vaccination efforts worldwide. The concert was organized by Global Citizen, an international anti-poverty group. Selena Gomez hosted, and Jennifer Lopez and the Foo Fighters were among the performers. The tickets went to fully vaccinated frontline healthcare workers and essential workers. Everyone was required to wear a mask, even the performers, unless they were on stage. The show was recorded and is set to air on multiple platforms next Saturday, May 8th, as part of a worldwide fundraising event. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The Dodgers will offer additional seats in its fully vaccinated fan section starting May 11th. The team first opened its vaccinated section last weekend, and it sold out. In this section, there is no social distancing required, but fans do have to keep their masks on the entire game unless they're eating or drinking. Remember that being fully vaccinated is not just receiving both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, but waiting 14 days after the final shot. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.